Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, May 23rd, 2026, I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. This is our chapter 32, The Home of the Saved, part 4, and this will be our final part in our toddler's lesson book. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Sabbath morning. We're going to ask our dear brother once more to be able to bless us with the tiny thought. Hymn team is entitled When the Saved Get to Heaven. It's hymn 358. And we're going to pass the mic to our dear brother.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When the saved get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When the saved see Jesus, they'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When the saved to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When the saved see Jesus, they'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of earth repay, life repay. When the saved get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When the saved see Jesus, they'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the street of gold. When the saved get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When the saved see Jesus, they'll sing and shout the victory.
And as little ones, when we sing this hymn, say, "All right," at the end of the hymn by Oscar. We are going to ask any of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, to open their part 4 with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy, 6 days, Saturday, labor, and do all thy work, and the 7 days, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect everybody that's in the Sabbath, and the people that's doing the Sabbath. And please protect the things that we're learning in the room, and the new things that we're learning. And please protect everybody that's in this holy Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little sister. It is time for precious little toddlers and family to have their part 4 lesson. So let's have a listening ear, dear ones. We are going to be covering chapter 32, The Home of the Saved, part 4. for a study book, The Story of Jesus. And I will pass it to our dear brother. Brother Dick? Okay, there you go.
Oh, brother. Sorry. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the following books, Isaiah, Revelation, and maybe some more. Isaiah 62:3 says, Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Revelation 21:11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. John 1:24, and the nations of them that are saved. I got distracted there for a moment. And the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. That's an interesting verse, that the glory of the kings of the earth will add to heaven glory. Isaiah 65:19, them and they shall be his people. That's only a part of a verse, apparently. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And Isaiah 21:27, and there shall be no more, in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. No lying in heaven. That's good. And Revelation 14:5. And in their mouth found no guile or deception, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Revelation 7:14. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:15. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Next slide. The Home of the Saved, part 4 and final. There is the New Jerusalem, the capital of the glorified New Earth, a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Her light is like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The nations of them which are sick shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth shall do bring their glory and honor to it. Isaiah 62:3, 21, 11, and 24. The Lord says, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Isaiah 65:19 and Revelation 21:3. In the earth made new, only righteousness shall dwell. Righteousness. What is righteousness? That's a big word. That means right doing. Obedient people, obedient to God's commandments. There shall in no wise enter into it, heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Revelation 21:27. God's holy law will be honored by all beneath the sun. Everybody's going to honor God's law. There won't be anybody there that doesn't like it. Those who have proved themselves true to God by keeping his commandments here on earth shall dwell with him. In their mouth was found no guile. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Revelation 14:5 and 7:14 and 15. This was taken from the story of Jesus, page 185 and 186.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the first part of this new lesson entitled The Home of the Faith, Part 4, in a tiny lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place, dear ones, May 30th, 2026. And remember, little ones, when the saved get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When the saved see Jesus, they'll sing and shout for victory. We are going to ask any of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or our guests, to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Now, step in for Haley this morning. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up for this morning. Thank you for taking us safely through another week. Thank you for the lessons that we are partaking of. Please bless each and every one of us that are here today, and those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, those that are listening on the radio. Please bless us all and keep us and guide us according to your perfect will. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. It's time for Tiny Tots, parents, and guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topics, Mamas of the Bible. The Saba boys and girls and guests and family, we will begin our fourth topic entitled Beer Cubs of our nature segment. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Staff blessings, everyone. You know, here we are with today's lesson. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from the Family Bible Lesson, or FBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 11, Faith in Canaan. The Bible verses for our nature segment lesson entitled Faith in Canaan, our opening scripture is taken from Matthew 15, verses 26-28. First you read 28, and it reads, "Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." And verses 26-27 says, "But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, if the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And our memory for today is Hosea 13:8. And it says, "I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and will rend the call of their heart, and will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them." And the character quality of a story is help or helpfulness versus conflict. Help or helpfulness is a harmonious state of complete physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. And our lesson for today is lesson 4, Bear Cubs. Nature, bear cubs. Usually bear cubs are born during the mother's winter sleep. Israel was asleep to the needs of people around them. Most of the time, the 400-pound or 180-kilogram female bear has 2 cubs, but she can have from 1 to 4. They weigh about 0.5 to 1 pound or 0.23 to 0.5 kilograms at birth and are about the size of a kitten. They are born blind and are covered with very fine hair when they are born. They look naked. The cold weather out of the den does not bother the new cubs, for mother's body heat keeps them warm and cozy and in good health. They grow very quickly. Their eyes open in about a month after birth, and by then the body's covered with hair. In the spring, the hungry mother and her frisky, playful cubs leave the den. On the first day out, they may even climb a tree. Bear cubs love to play, just like you. They roll in the grass, chase an insect, and wrestle with one another. Exercise is good for a healthy cub. If they are disobedient, mother may give them a cuff, spanking to make the cubs fall, but they need discipline because we see below, though the same diagram of a polar bear's den from the previous week, the hole for air, the main chamber, the cub's chamber, and the entrance tunnel. Some dens have a lower chamber, and there are 3 cubs. Up to 3 cubs are born one at a time. Because their very curiousness can get them into a lot of trouble, like getting sprayed by a skunk. And here we have pictures of polar bears, both from the lesson book and a picture taken in real life. Mother teaches her cubs which plants to eat and how to break open an anthill. They learn to gather berries with their claws. They go swimming and tree climbing. They learn that that trees are a good place to find fruit or escape from their enemies, the wolf and the mountain lion. A cub would probably not survive if it lost its mother. It would not do nearly so well if it had to learn everything by its own experience rather than learning by building on the experience of its mother. Things the cub must learn from its mother are fear of its enemies, to avoid man, and to prepare for its long winter rest. These important lessons remind us about what Jesus was trying to teach the disciples. They must learn that pride and prejudice were enemies to be avoided. Their work was to prepare all men for the long rest God wanted them to take in heaven. Jesus was demonstrating the right way to live and treat others so the disciples could learn to imitate his behavior and attitudes, even as the cubs copy their mother's example. Jesus is the only perfect example of mental health this world has ever seen. As the mother bear teaches her cubs how to live in the world, so Jesus was teaching his disciples about the needs of the people. Around Israel, by autumn, the cubs weigh about 40 pounds or 18 kilograms. Mother bear takes good care of her cubs, risking her own health and life. Mother bear will fight if she thinks her cubs are in danger. No one wants to tangle with an angry mother bear. It can remind us how God was concerned with the Jews for not treating his heathen children properly. I will meet the bear that has bereaved of her whelp. Hosea 13:8. At the first sign of danger, mother bear will chase her young cubs up a tree. As the bear cares for her cubs, so Jesus took care of the needs of the woman. He delivered her child from the enemy, Satan, even as a mother bear put to flight the enemy of her cubs. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. About them were whole villages where there was not a mote of sickness in any house. For he had passed through them and healed all their sick. The desire of Ages, page 241. a whole town in good health. Bear cubs spend one more winter with their mother before they set off on their own. Some bears live to be 30 years old. And here, below, it reads, a newborn Kodiak brown bear can weigh less than 1 pound, or 1.2 kilograms. As it grows, however, its weight may increase about 1,000 times. If a human baby grew this much, adult people could weigh over 6,000 pounds. Here we have the picture of a Kodiak brown bear and her two cubs. Here we have a picture of a Kodiak bear in real life. And it says below the picture, the Kodiak bear, the species name, and scientific name, Ursus artus middendorfi. Subspecies of brown bear found on Kodiak Island and nearby islands off the coast of Alaska. It can weigh up to 700 kilograms. It can weigh up to 720 kilograms or 1,600 pounds. And it's the world's largest bear and the world's largest land carnivore. Tiles it shares with the polar bear, who's actually the real largest bear or species in the world. The Kodiak is just a close second. And its scientific name is Ursus maritimus, which grows to a similar size. Researchers estimate that the Kodiak bear population numbers about 3,500 animals. Information from www.britannica.com/animal/Kodiak bear or #media/media/1/320940/147040 Here and remind things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you care for animals that have babies, like a dog, cat, horse, cow, or sheep, if there are any of those things around your area, be reminded of bear cubs and your lesson. Three, notice how happy your dog, if you have one that is to get some table scraps to remember the joy of the Canaanite woman. Reinforce, one, look for bears, use your guidebook to identify them. Two, activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. Almost forgot that part. Two, as a family, find out about the needs of those around you. Like in Israel, there may be neighbors with needs and you are unaware of them. Three, find items that weigh 400 pounds or 180 kilograms, like a mother bear, one half of a pound to 1 pound or 0.23 to 0.5 kilograms, like a newborn baby bear, 40 pounds, 18 kilograms, like cubs in the autumn. Four, climb a tree, follow a butterfly, or roll in the grass, like a baby bear. Five, stay in memory verse. Remarkable parent. Sickness, suffering, and death are the work of an antagonistic power. Satan is the destroyer. God is the restorer. The words spoken to Israel are to today of those who recover health of body or health of soul. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. The desire of God for every human being is expressed in the words, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, and as thy soul prosper. 3 John 2. He who is who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Psalm 103:3-4. When Christ healed disease, he warned many of the afflicted ones, sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. John 5:14. Thus he taught that they had brought disease upon themselves by transgressing the laws of God, that health could be preserved only by obedience. Ministry PM, page 113. And in the center, we have the list of the 8 laws of health. We'll put economically, E as the a phrase, start new. S is for sunlight, T is for temperance, A is for air, R is for rest, T is for trust in God, N is for nutrition, E is for exercise, and W is for water. And next is a picture of her, this bear and her cub. We read, no one wants to tangle. Again, we read, no one wants to tangle with an angry mother bear. It can remind us how God was concerned with the Jews for not treating his heathen children properly. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps. Hosea 13:8, remembers. Here is the black bear our ancestor family encountered. And it says next to the picture, according to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, black bears are commonly found along the Oregon coast, thriving in the region's dense forests and their ecosystems, with recent sightings increasing due to food scarcity, habitat destruction. Black bears, or Ursus americanus, their scientific name, are the only bear species in Oregon, with an estimated population of 25,000 to 30,000. They inhabit various regions, including the Coast Range, Cascade Mountains, and Blue Mountains. Along the Oregon coast, these bears are often found in forested areas near streams and rivers where they forage for food. Information from myodfw.com. /wildlife/species/black. Let's learn more about these words from our lesson from the Holy Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy to the Law of the Testimonies, Isaiah 20, King's Version. 1, bereaved. 2, wealth. And 3, disease. Information is from the Noah Webster Dictionary, 1828 EGW CD-ROM. Our first word is bereaved. Bereave, verb tense, pretense, bereave, bereft, prepositional, bereaved and bereft. One, to deprive, to strip, to make destitute, with of before the thing taken away. Me have ye bereaved of my children. Genesis 42:36. And Jacob their father said to them, me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. Ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. It is sometimes used without of, and is particularly applied to express the loss of friends by death. Two, take away from, and bereaved, preposition, and deprived, stripped, and left destitute. Our second word is wealth, and again we have our memory verse, Hosea 13:8. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her wealth, and will rend the call of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. Here we have wealth, noun, Latin. One, the young of the canine species and of several other beasts of prey. A puppy, a cub, as a bear robbed of her whelps, lion's whelps. And two, it's also a son in contempt. And three, a young man in contempt. Whelp, verb intent. To bring forth young as the female of the canine species or some other beasts of prey. Finally, our third word is disease, part one. Disease, verb tense, and how it's pronounced, disease. One, to interrupt or impair any of all or all of the natural regular functions of the several organs of a living body, to afflict with pain or sickness, to make morbid, used chiefly in the passive participle as a diseased body, a diseased stomach, but disease may here be considered as an adjective. But two, to interrupt or render imperfect the regular functions of the brain or the intellect, to disorder, to derange. Three, to infect, to communicate disease to by contagion. And four, to pain, to make uneasy. Our fourth topic from our lesson 11 is entitled Bear Cubs. Here we have information for the website. Bear Cubs. Bears are among the most fascinating mammals on our planet, and their offspring, adorable bear cubs, capture our heart with their playful antics and endearing behaviors. From their tiny beginnings to their journey towards independence, bear cubs undergo remarkable transformations that showcase nature's incredible design. In this article, we'll explore 11 heartwarming facts about bear cubs that highlight their vulnerability, resilience, and irresistible charm. These facts don't demonstrate the wonders of wildlife, but also emphasize why these magnificent creatures deserve our protection and admiration. Information from www.animalsaroundtheglobe.com/11 facts about bear cubs that will melt your heart, 5342182. Bear cubs, part two. Bear cubs are born incredibly small. Despite their mother's impressive size, bear cubs enter the world as some of the smallest mammal babies relative to their adult size. Newborn black bear cubs typically weigh only 8 to 12 ounces, or 225 to 340 grams, about the size of a guinea pig, while their mothers can weigh up to 300 pounds. Polar bear cubs are similarly tiny, weighing about 1 to 1.5 pounds, or 454 to 680 grams at birth, despite their mothers weighing up to 1,100 pounds. This remarkable size is disparity represents one of the most extreme among mammals. The cub's small size allows mother bears to conserve energy during winter hibernation while still successfully reproducing. A fascinating, well, the website called evolutionary, we rather say developing adaptation that helps ensure the species survival in challenging environments. Bear cubs party. When cubs are born blind, hairless, and helpless. Bear cubs enter the world in an extraordinarily vulnerable state. Blind, nearly just a complete dependent on their mothers. Their eyes remain closed for the first 3 to 5 weeks of life, and their ears are fitted against their heads. This was altricial state, or being born in an undeveloped condition, contrast strongly with their eventual status as powerful predators. During these first crucial weeks, cubs rely entirely on their mother's body heat, milk, and protection. Their pink skin gradually develops a fine layer of fur, and they grow remarkably quickly on their mother's rich milk. This dramatic transformation from helpless newborn to active cub in just a few weeks highlights the incredible developmental journey these animals undergo. In conclusion, bear cubs. The bond between a mother bear and her cubs represents one of the strongest maternal relationships in the animal kingdom. Female bears demonstrate remarkable dedication caring for their cubs for up to 2 to 3 years, depending on the species. During this time, the mother bear teaches essential survival skills, from finding food to avoiding predators. She will fiercely defend her offspring against any threat from larger male bears that may pose a danger to the cubs. Mother bears have been observed putting themselves in considerable danger to protect their young, standing their ground against larger predators or human threats. This intensive parental investment helps explain why bears typically reproduce only 2 to 4 years, devoting significant energy to raising each layer to independence. Next up, by God's grace, in our review, we will learn more about our fourth topic, bear cubs. And let's take a few minutes to hear our dear family's experience with God's creation in nature. From here, we have our dear sister, Cerisia and family. We see equal sisters, Haley, Emma, and Emily, Haley is holding, sitting right next to a laying egg, and there seems to be a fountain or sprinkler near the center. Sister Cece, would you like to share your experience from these two pictures?
Yes, dear brother. Sabbath blessings, everybody. In this photo, our family had a trip to Georgia, and we saw this lake with ducks and geese, and we were able to observe how they live in the water, eat, communicate with their little ducklings, and we had a little bit of fun to observe and study them. This was a blessing for us to see live geese and ducks at the pond, see how they take their bird baths, and explore the nature. Amen.
Amen. Here we have more pictures from their signs. On our left, we see a type of bush, most likely some kind of berry bush. And next, we see our three sisters, again, observing a geese in the distance, a Canadian goose. Would you like to share experience from these two pictures as well?
On the left side of on that picture, we see a tree, which is a blueberry tree. And on the right side, we see us and our family and a little geese over there in the corner.
The blueberry tree is in my mom's backyard. Right now, it's really loaded. They're not ripe as yet, but it was really, really full of blueberries that's getting ready for harvesting. So we came a little bit too early to be able to enjoy and partake of it, but by God's grace, next time.
Next, we have our dear sister Grace's and family's experience. And on our left, we see a picture of a great blue heron in our river. And in our right, right where we used to be, we see a picture of a rainbow in the sky. Sister Grace, would you like to share your experience from these two pictures?
Sure, dear brother. Sabbath blessing, everyone. So the blue heron, I didn't know what that bird was, but that's on my path that I walk, take my walks, and I was just looking around, and then there he was. And as soon as I started to go closer, he looked up and he was literally looking at me, and I was able to take the pictures. I took two pictures, and then I thanked him because he just stood there looking at me, very, like, you know, ready to take his little picture. And this is one day it was a very heavy storm, and right after, I mean, on the other side of the picture, heavy storm, and right after the storm, there was this rainbow, so I was able to capture it, and it was really enormous, enormous rainbow. I wish I could have went outside, but it was kind of really raining and heavy, but it was a beautiful rainbow.
Finally, we have dear brother Joel's experience. In these two pictures, we see pictures of a raccoon probably looking for food in the grass. Brother Joel, would you like to share your experience from? Oh, I see. The right one is actually a positive.
Yes, dear brother. This is a little visitor that showed up one day, and I've never had a raccoon pop around the area. So that was the first time I'd ever seen one. He's a big one, too. Yeah, it would have been different if he was a little one, but he was a big one. And he was scavenging for probably whatever leftover peanuts that were buried by the squirrels and things like that. So he had his little fun, and then he took off. But it was an interesting experience.
Our closing hymn for our toddler study is entitled My Faithful Subsidy. If anyone wants to sing a verse, aloha.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine.
May thy rich grace impart strength to my faith in heart, Mazzalista. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee pure and changeless be a living fire.
When life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. If darkness turn today, white sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee outside.
Amen to Lord. So next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing the first part of a lesson entitled The Home of the Saved, Part 4, in a toddler's storybook, The Story of Jesus. We're going to ask any of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even one of our guests that would like to close our family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so.
Our heads on our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. It's a little cloudy and some little rains here and there. But we are so thankful, Father Jesus, to gather here to hear about your wonderful lessons in nature and learn about the animals and their habitat. We thank you for all these blessings. We thank you for the little ones. We thank you for their parents. Continue to bless them throughout this day, I pray. Be with us, Father Jesus, as we go on to different sections of the studies. Guide us, protect us, and provide the lessons. And also be with the speakers, Father Jesus, in the next sections, I pray. And thank you again for this blessed Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, it will be May 30th, 2026. We are going to review the first section of our chapter 32, The Home of the Saved, Part 4. So dear ones, as we had began our nature walk, we pray that the Lord will continue to bless every one of the little ones, that he may open the eyes to behold the beautiful things that he has in nature through His created plan, and we may learn a little bit more of why He had made it and how it become a blessing to all of us, and to look up to know that there is a Creator in heaven and looking down at each and every one of us, especially in our experience in life. May y'all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.